Peya Perikei Mishneches. Hama'amer l'choivos ul'chumsos. A person sets up the bundles. There's a few different perushim what this means. But the first perush the Rav gives is a hat. They used to actually use this to make hats. Ul'chumsos. So kovos is like it's a hat made out of the grain to wear, and they would make it almost look like a cone. It was stuck up high. Ul'chumsos and a more flatter hat. It didn't stick up so high. L'charara. Charara was that it was actually used to eat. It was just a very small shear. Like Taisi Santif explains, it was just a tiny shear that they would put it aside for a very small amount, a very small bundle, just to make one little like lafa of dough to put on coals. V'la amarim, and also to make into a bundle, or like the Rav says, a small bundle. All these cases, ain loy shichacha. So these cases, there's no shichacha when this is being done. Now, the second parish that the Rav brings, all actually has to do not with what this was set aside for, but rather where they were left and how they were left. So it means the following. Kaivos, it's a heap that's shaped like a hat. Kumsos, it's in the field. So they would leave in the field. While they were cutting the wheat in the field or the grain in the field, they would leave before they went to the threshing floor. They would first put it out in the field while they were working, and they'd make it like the shape of a hat. Ulukumsos, also it's a bundle that's left in the field, but they would do it in like a trench. Licharara, a circular hole in the middle of the floor. And ulamarim would be the same shot, that it's a small amount, you know, that's small little bundles. All these cases, again, ain lo shichcha. What's the reason? The first pshat in the Rav, the reason is because normally the Taisi Santif explains that people do not gather things together in such small fashions to make a little hat, or, you know, just take a little bit of amount to make a hat or to make these tiny little bundles. So it has to be something where the gathering of the grain altogether is something significant. And then the second way that we're learning it with the types of gatherings that were left actually out in the field, it's also not shichcha if one would bring to these gatherings, because the reason is the Torah says ki tiktzor kitzircha besodcha v'shachachta oimer basada. So the Rav brings down ma kotzer shein achrav kotzir af imor shein arachav imor. Just like cutting has to be chayv and shichcha, has to be the last cutting, so too the gathering together and tying together, or just gathering together, there can't be another gathering afterwards. So in other words, all these things that are put in the field, that you just put onto the field, if you were just gathering, you know, you cut some grain and you put it into this little stack in the field, this is not the last time you're going to be making a stack, because you're going to afterwards take the grain that's in the field and you're going to tie them together and bring them either to a large gadish, or you're going to bring them directly to the threshing floor. So because there's another action that you're going to do, there's no shichcha to forget grain that you would bring just stam into the field when they would just throw the grain together. The Mishnah continues, Mimenu v'la garin yesh lo shichcha. So if you took from any of these places to the garin, which is the threshing floor, yesh lo shichcha, so that's shichcha because the garin is an end. Hama'amer l'gadish, similarly, if a person takes bundles to the gadish, gadish is where they would collect all the bundles, a large heap, yesh lo shichcha. That too can have shichcha if one would forget the bundle, and that's very common.
There's two end processes, or the last thing that can possibly, either you'd bring it to a big heap, that's one way. You know, sometimes they would actually take from the heap to the threshing floor, but the heap itself is considered an end, just like the threshing floor is considered an end. Similarly, mimenu v'lar goren, however, if you would take from the godish, from that large heap, and you would bring it to the threshing floor, the goren, ain lo shichcha, because you're bringing it from one end to the other end. Once you bring shichcha to its final destination, there's no more shichcha anymore. So even if you bring it and you change your mind and you bring it to another destination, you're done. There's no shichcha. Zeha klal, kol hama'amer l'makum shu gemar malacha, anytime that you're carrying and bundling to a place that it's last malacha, it's an end to what you're doing, yesh lo shichcha. Mimenu v'lar garin, but from there to a threshing floor, ein lo shichcha, because you already brought it to the gadish. You already brought it to one of the ends. L'makum she'ein gemar malacha, ein lo shichcha. Like we just said, when you bring it to a place in the field, just in the open field where they would just gather in a ditch or things like that, that's not shichcha. Mimenu v'lar garin yesh lo shichcha, but if you bring it from that ditch or the other places you mentioned in the Mishnah to the threshing floor, there is a din of shichcha.